following program is recorded and we are not accepting any phone calls. Good morning and welcome to Community Spotlight. Our guest this morning, Joseph Hetrick from the Heroes Banners guy. You're the Heroes Banners. I don't know what your title technically would be.
Volunteer.
Volunteer. Welcome to Community Spotlight and thank you for coming into the studio.
You're welcome.
All right. So now, Punxsutawney, yeah, there's a whole bunch of Heroes Banners. Do you want to explain exactly what that is?
Well, the town has taken upon themselves to hang 250 approximately American Heroes banners. The banners come with a photograph of the service member, male and female. It comes with text related to their service affiliation, their rank, and where they were, if they were in the Korean War or Vietnam or World War II or so. They also have at least one veteran that is a World War I soldier that has a banner hanging. But anyway, the town Chamber of Commerce does this, and every year they hang about 250 of these banners up. It's usually different people that hang them up every year. And for the fifth year running now, I volunteered to document all the locations of the banners and place them on Facebook or send them to whoever wants them.
Perfect. Perfect.
So whoever wants the list, I will be happy to send it to them.
Now, if someone wants to purchase a banner, how do they go about doing that? And how much does that cost?
Well, I don't speak for the Chamber of Commerce, but from what I understand, the locations of the banners are pretty much filled up right now. But the Chamber of Commerce would be able to answer your questions better than I.
Okay, so if you want to locate a family member, friend of someone, how do they do that? You said Facebook is a great way to...
There's a Facebook site called You Might Be From Punxsutawney If... And yes, that is the actual title.
I remember.
And if
this
you
now.
If you log into that Facebook site, you'll see a few posts where I have posted under J. Thomas Hetrick, and you can see that there's a link to a PDF file where you can download it and then see the entire list alphabetically, or better yet, you could literally email me at Chris and Tom and spell it all out, @errols.com. That's Echo Romeo Oscar Lima Sierra.com.
And thank you for your military service.
And that military, that is the phonetic alphabet from what I learned in my Air Force days.
Can you remind people about what your military service was? Or anybody just tuning in?
United States Air Force, 1979 through 1983, and I was an intelligence person. And if I told you what I did, I'd have to kill you. As they say.
So I won't be alive after this broadcast.
Probably not, Joe.
Well, it's nothing new.
I'll make an exception for you today.
It's all good. It's all good. So then you got into this. Really, like you said, you're a volunteer. This is something that you enjoy. And, you know, really, it's just nice to walk around. You were talking off air about the Barclay Square. And, wow, sounds nice.
Yeah, the Barclay Square is really kind of the town's fulcrum point, if you look at it that way. The Civic Center houses the fire station, the police, the borough, the government, the library, and several of the people that collect your taxes and
Phil is not
your sewer
there.
Thing, your sewer bills, all that stuff. They do it all in this one location, and right next door is the Barclay Square that's been there for quite some time, well over 150 years, I believe. And the banners adorn much of the park grounds, and there's probably about 30 or so banners or more hanging in the park. It's quite a view to see. Highly recommended.
So you're connect with vets, great volunteer service and stuff. And you were talking about, you also do editing for a lot of books. And you were saying, again, this was off air, but I'd really like to welcome you to talk about some of the books and stuff that you've edited that can be very helpful to anybody who has been in the military or someone like me who has not been in the military. Just fascinating stories.
Yes, I'm a small press publisher. That's what I do to keep myself busy in retirement. And I have a company called Pocol Press. That's spelled P-O-C-O-L-P-R-E-S-S. And people ask me, what's that named after? Well, it was named after the street that I used to live on, so it's nothing special. But it also happens to be a mountain range in Italy. But anyway, I published a lot of books to honor veterans, about war and service in Vietnam, in Korea, in World War II, in World War I. So many books document the personal stories rather than big picture histories. Personal stories, and they are PocolPress.com.
Now, tying that in with the banners, you said there's also a story behind every photo that is now represented in the form of a banner. Now, how do they find out those stories? Is it the same way whenever you go to the Facebook page?
No, there's no information on the biographies of the individuals. However, there's some information in the park that's related to veterans that perished in Vietnam. And in the, I believe, in the global war on terror. So there's a gentleman down there that has his own park bench. I believe his name was Scott Smith, and he has a bench in his honor that is near the Civic Center in the park, though, on the sidewalk. And there is on the very far corner next to what is now the Shadow Hotel, there is a memorial for the soldiers that perished in the Vietnam War. And I think there's about a dozen of them there. So, and some of the banners, if the relatives decided to do this, they have a KIA symbol on the banner, which means killed in action. So we honor all servicemen, regardless, male and female.
Now, whenever they're not displayed, how do you store them?
Well, they're usually stored at a firehouse or at the VFW or someplace where they can put them and then clean them for the upcoming year. They are hung for basically for Memorial Day up till probably October or so, maybe into November. And for the winter months, they're taken down for weather purposes. And then in the spring, they are cleaned up by volunteers.
Okay, so that's an interesting part then. They get cleaned every year.
They get cleaned every year.
What's the lifespan of these? How long do you think they're going to last?
Well, that's a good question. The people that actually put the banners together are Standard Pennant of Big Run. Shout out to them. They do a fantastic job. The banners look really good, and I can tell you for a fact they're better than the Big Run banners, and they're better than the Dubois banners.
Oh, you're going to start something.
I know. I'm going to make a lot of enemies
with
that.
Hey, keep in mind, he did work in intelligence. they are all fantastic.
They're larger, and they are better, and they're easier to read from the road if you're so inclined.
Go ahead. Send the email.
Yeah, you already got the email, so go ahead.
All right. Well, that's all fun. So they're out there right now. You can enjoy them. That's fantastic. Get out and check out the banners. They're all over. Like you said, Barclays Square and the way they put them up there. That's fantastic. Didn't you have some lady help you with a beetle, like a bug or something?
Yeah, there's a lady that helps me out every year. Her name is Jeannie Curtis.
There you go.
Jeannie Curtis.
How's she doing?
She's doing well. She's also known as the Egg Lady. Drives the Eggmobile.
Egg.
If you see a PT Cruiser that's white with all sorts of egg stuff on it, she does Pysanky and teaches Pysanky.
What's that?
And this lady has more energy than any human being I've ever met in my life. Shout out to Jeannie.
Can we go back to that Pysanky?
Pysanky is a Ukrainian folk art.
Okay.
And what it is, it involves the painting of eggs. Now, the eggs are not the eggs that we would eat. First, the yolk is removed from the egg with a prick, and some people actually suck out. Don't ask me. I'm not doing that.
You already hit FCC violations.
They suck out the yolk, and then they lacquer it with some sort of material that keeps the egg hard, and then they literally paint the egg in some artistic way.
So it's a...
That is the art form.
It's not a Fabergé, but it's a...
No, it's not a Fabergé. Not quite that expensive.
But it's a fragile egg.
Yes, it's a fragile egg. And I have to tell you, these eggs are really phenomenal.
Wow.
You must see them to believe it.
See, I'd like to see that. That sounds really neat. So she still helps you out?
Have Jeannie. Have Jeannie on air.
There we go.
She'll bring her whole egg collection with her.
Well, then next time, can we bring her in here then? That would be great. That'd be great. Well, is there anything else that you want to add to
that? I wanted to tell about all the main locations where the banners are this year and in the past. So generally, besides Barclay Square, they are on Jefferson Street, which is next to the now called Shadow Hotel. They are on the street behind the Barclay Square, which is Union Street. They are on Pine Street from one end to the other. They are on Finley Street from one end to the other. They are on, let's see here. They are on Gilpin Street from one end to the other, and some on Indiana Street as they go towards Joe's Drive-In, and that's pretty much where they stop. So Gilpin turns into Indiana Street, and they're there. I think I've got pretty much all the location. Oh, and there's a couple of them in Elk Run. There's one at the New Anchor Inn, which is... There's a kin from the New Anchor Inn. That's almost a rhyme, isn't it?
You just wrote
the gentleman
spot.
Named Seatree. He is hanging up there, the banner. And anyway, so there are banners in all these different locations if you want to drive around and see them.
Well, see, that sounds like it'd also be a very good hike, you know, if you really wanted to walk it.
It is a good hike, and I've done it about probably 25 times. It's a 3.2 square mile town. I think I've walked pretty close to every square inch of it to get the location.
Well, see, that'd
banners.
Be pretty neat, though. You know, really nice
well,
day.
My shoes are hurting, and my legs are hurting, and my ankles are hurting. But
then it's working, Joe.
Yeah. Well, keeps me off the streets and away from drugs, stuff like that.
I really enjoy chatting with you. It's really nice to see
always
you
always good, Joe.
Next
always
time,
good.
Let's have Jeannie here. That would be nice too.
That would be great.
You know. Well, that wraps up Community Spotlight. Joseph Hetrick, volunteer for the Heroes Banners. Check them out by all means in downtown and all around Punxsutawney. And that's it for us. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you.